Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Christy, and I'll be reading Odessa American for Thursday, August 17th, 2023 by Associated Press. Water managers warn that stretches of the Rio Grande will dry up without more rain. Albuquerque, New Mexico, the ongoing lack of rain and hot conditions have left one of North America's longest rivers in dire shape again, prompting water managers on Thursday to warn farmers in central New Mexico who depend on the Rio Grande that supplies will be drying up in the coming weeks. That means stretches of the river through the Albuquerque area are expected to go dry, much like last year. Water managers and fish biologists at the Middle Rio Grande Conservancy District and the Bureau of Reclamation say they're working to mitigate the effects on the endangered silvery minnow, a shimmery, pink-sized native fish. Water users in the Middle Rio Grande have been given notice to anticipate changes in availability and delivery schedule soon. Due to a higher-than-normal irrigation demand and lower-than-expected natural river flow, the Conservancy District began releasing water on July 17th from the San Juan Chama Project, which brings water from the Colorado River Basin into the Rio Grande Basin via a system of diversion dams, tunnels, channels, and other infrastructure. About 40% of the current irrigation supply is from project storage releases, with the rest from natural river flow. Irrigation district officials expect water from the project to run out before August 23rd, leaving them to rely solely on natural flows to continue making water deliveries through the fall. The lack of rainfall is difficult on its own, coupled with the challenges of not being able to store water for summer releases, is disheartening. But we are doing our best to work with water users in the Middle Rio Grande Valley to deliver what is available, Jason Kasuga, the irrigation district's chief executive, said in a statement. The Bureau of Reclamation will release water to supplement flows in cooperation with the Irrigation District and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to target specific areas of the river with known silvery minnow habitat and to manage the rate of anticipated river drying. The Rio Grande went dry in Albuquerque for the first time in decades in August 2022 due to persistent drought. Over the past 20 years, the Bureau of Reclamation has leased about 700,000 acres feet or 228 billion gallons of water to supplement flows through the Middle Rio Grande for endangered and threatened species. The silvery minnow has been listed as endangered since 1994. It inhabits only about 7% of its historic range and has withstood a century of habitat loss as the nearly 1,900-mile-long river was dammed, diverted, and channeled from Colorado to New Mexico, Texas, and northern Mexico. ECISD Fine Arts awarded Best Communities for Music Education, August 17, 2023. Ector County ISD announced Thursday it has been named one of the best communities for music education for the ninth year in a row. This award comes from the National Association of Music Merchants Foundation and is given as recognition for outstanding efforts by teachers, administrators, parents, students, and community leaders who have made music a part of a well-rounded education. Awarded districts demonstrate an exceptionally high commitment to and access to music education. We have a really long history of going above and beyond when it comes to fine arts, said ECISD Executive Director of Fine Arts, Dr. Aaron Hawley, in a press release. And that is all of the fine arts. We take great pride in the success we have had as a fine arts department. To qualify for the Best Communities designation, ECISD answered detailed questions about funding, graduation requirements, music class participation, instruction time, facilities, support for the music program, and community music making programs. Responses were verified by school officials and reviewed by the Music Research Institute at the University of Kansas. Odessa Housing Finance Corporation presents Smith Heights Edition by Odessa American, August 17, 2023. Odessa Housing Finance Corporation has scheduled an open house event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, August 26th, to view their 12 newly constructed homes in South Odessa at the 1200 block of Lamesa Street. Housing counselors will be on-site to answer credit and income questions, set up appointments, pull credit, and provide information regarding these homes and down payment assistance. Lenders will also be on-site to answer mortgage questions, requirements, and collect general information for pre-approval. These homes will automatically come with $20,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance. This would be a great opportunity for anyone looking to purchase a new home. We encourage you to bring your driver's license, social security cards, check stubs, and tax returns if you are ready to begin the process, a news release said. Odessa Tractor Supply unveils major upgrades and new garden center by Odessa American, August 17, 2023. Tractor Supply announced in a Thursday press release the completion of an exciting remodel of the entire store at the Odessa location that will transform the shopping experience for local customers. The store is now home to a new extensive garden center loaded with plants, lawn and garden essentials for everyone from first-time gardeners to experienced vegetable growers. The enhanced store features an improved layout for convenient and accessible shopping as well as new customer service hub with upgraded digital tools to help customers find what they need, the release said. Additionally, customers can now shop from the expanded assortment of apparel, tools, hardware, pet food, animal feed, and more. The Garden Center offers an expansive new assortment of lawn and garden products, including annuals, perennials, shrubs, decorative accent plants, fruit trees, herbs, and vegetables. Customers will also find top-tier items from national brands such as Scott's, Miracle-Gro, and Bonnie Vegetables, as well as new options for professional landscapers. At Tractor Supply, we constantly work to improve the customer service from product offerings to in-store features. These exciting upgrades have completely transformed our store, making it an even better option for customers shopping for life out there, said Bailey Dye, manager of the Odessa Tractor Supply store, in the release. We are excited for customers to visit our new space, especially the garden center that offers more products than ever before. Whether you're a first-time gardener or a professional, the garden center has all your gardening and landscaping needs. We know customers will love these upgrades as we do, and we hope to share them with both familiar and new faces from the Odessa community. With these enhancements, the Odessa Tractor Supply continues to serve the needs of homeowners, livestock and pet owners, gardeners, hobby farmers, ranchers, tradesmen, and others, the release continued. Tractor Supply customers can shop from a wide range of products, including workwear and boots, equine and pet supplies, zero turns and riding mowers, pet food, lawn and garden supplies, power tools, fencing, welding, and more. The Odessa Tractor Supply store and its new garden center at 1511 West Interstate 20 keep regular business hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday. To learn more about Tractor Supply Company, visit tractorsupply.com. For information on Tractor Supply's Neighbors Club loyalty program, please visit neighborsclub.com. Tractor Supply Company, the largest rural lifestyle retailer in the United States, has been passionate about serving its unique niche, targeting the needs of recreational farmers, ranchers, and all those who enjoy living the rural lifestyle for more than 80 years. Tractor Supply offers an extensive mix of products necessary to care for home, land, pets, and animals, with a focus on product localization, exclusive brands, and legendary customer service for the out-here lifestyle. With 50,000 team members, the company's physical store assets, combined with its digital capabilities, offer customers the convenience of purchasing products they need anytime, anywhere, and any way they choose at the everyday low prices they deserve. As of September 24, 2022, the company operated 2,027 Tractor Supply stores in 49 states, a consumer mobile app, and an e-commerce website at tractorsupply.com. In October 2022, Tractor Supply acquired 81 stores from Orschlin Farm and Home that will be rebranded to Tractor Supply by the end of 2023. Tractor Supply Company also owns and operates PetSense by Tractor Supply, a small box pet specialty supply retailer focused on meeting the needs of pet owners, primarily in small and mid-sized communities, and offering a variety of pet products and services. As of September 24, 2022, company operated 180 PetSense by Tractor Supply stores in 23 states. For more information on PetSense by Tractor Supply, visit PetSense.com. Traffic alert, SH-191 and SL-250 down to two lanes, August 17, 2023. The Texas Department of Transportation issued a traffic alert Thursday stating that SH-191 at SL-250 is down to one lane due to curb, gutter, and pavement repairs. The traveling public can still turn right toward Odessa from the open lane. Work will continue through the week. Watch for slowing traffic. Hashtag in the streak. Unhappiness with Biden aired at Pfluger's town halls. Support for energy industry expressed throughout Congressman's district by Bob Campbell, August 17, 2023. Congressman August Pfluger has learned during 26 town hall meetings and similar events this year that the voters in his far-flung 11th congressional district see a big inequity in the U.S. Justice Department's handling of accusations against former President Trump and President Biden's son Hunter. The people are extremely angry that the Justice Department picks and chooses who to investigate and indict and who not to, said Pfluger, who represents Ector County. They want to see justice applied evenly and not be based on political affiliation. The San Angelo Republican said he referred to Trump's federal indictment for alleged actions following the 2020 election and the Justice Department's reluctance to act on Hunter Biden's influence peddling in foreign countries. The people are very happy to hear about the work we have done and the oversight hearings we've held to uncover the facts surrounding the Biden family's taking millions of dollars from China, he said. Congressional Republicans have held 559 oversight hearings this year, which is an incredibly high number to tell the truth and be transparent. Pfluger said voters are also disturbed about the numbers of illegal immigrants who are crossing the U.S.-Mexico border and about the regulatory actions that the Biden administration has been taking to cripple the energy industry. He said his constituents are very appreciative of oil and gas, even in counties that have none, and that they support the legislation he has filed to keep the Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from shutting down production here on the basis of false claims of air pollution and endangered species. Pfluger recently co-sponsored the REINS Act of 2023 to require that any major rule that would have an annual effect on the American economy of $100 million or more be subject to congressional approval, which would keep federal regulators from scuttling the energy industry in the Permian Basin. Noting that the REINS Act passed the Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives in Washington June 14, he said, "This is a broader budget initiative, but government spending impacts every business in the nation. Everyone knows that Washington has a spending problem. Republicans and Democrats alike must recognize this fact. This legislation is essential to rein in federal spending so that the American people are not constantly footing the bill for administrative actions. People are passionately and fervently worried about the state of this country," Pfluger said, adding that his work as a member of the House Committee on Homeland Security has heightened his concern about the activities of the Chinese Communist Party here. The Biden administration has been allowing the Chinese to purchase land in the United States, and they have bought a lot near military facilities, Pfluger said. They've bought land near Laughlin Air Force Base at Del Rio. He held a meet and greet in Killeen January 19th, a swearing-in ceremony for the 118th Congress in Midland, January 23rd, an open house in San Angelo, February 14th, town halls in Menard and Junction, March 3rd, Winters and Brant, March 6th, Sterling City and Mertzen, April 3rd, and Goldwaite and Brownwood, April 5th. Open houses in Killeen, April 24th, and Odessa, May 1st. Town halls in Eden, June 9th, and Midland, June 26th. Coffee with the Congressman in Odessa, June 27th. A town hall in Llano, June 29th. A coffee in Horseshoe Bay, June 30th. Town halls in Garden City, August 2nd. Brady, Mason, and San Saba, August 3rd. Coleman, August 4th. And Killeen, August 15th. And a coffee in Harker Heights, August 16th. Harker Heights is near Killeen in Bell County.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, August 12th, 2023. Religion. Ezekiel's astonishing story, still relevant. Valley of Dry Bones shows God's ability to resurrect, by Bob Campbell. There is nothing else in the Bible like the story of the Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14, where the prophet Ezekiel, whose book is full of startling visions, reveals the unlimited power of God. The Reverends Mario Martinez and Taylor Robles say the prophecy was revealed to give 10,000 Israelites guidance and hope during their exile 500 miles away in Babylon between 597 and 538 BC. Ezekiel is one of the most difficult books because of its prophetic meanings, said the Reverend Martinez, pastor of Genesis Christian Church. It's a special book because part of it was already fulfilled and part is still waiting to be fulfilled. What I get from the story of the Valley of Dry Bones is that when things seem hard for us, nothing is impossible with God. As parents, we see our children wander off and get lost in drugs or other addictions, and we think everything is over. Then God comes and gives life again. I don't see anything else like this in the Bible. Ezekiel himself is unique. He said he saw a vision. And when we say a vision, we don't necessarily mean it literally happened. However, the message is that God can do the impossible and bring Israel back to the Israelites. Martinez said another lesson in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14, is that life is often terrifying for non-believers. It can be scary if we don't believe in God and are not close to Him, he said. Robles said a particularly striking aspect of the story is the complete reconstruction that God performs. When you look at the text, the bones are in this valley, and the Lord puts them back together, said Robles, minister of Sherwood Church of Christ. He says, "Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, I will cause breath to come into them, and they will have life." He begins to put them back together, tendons, muscles, and skin. But then there is a problem. They're still dead. So he breathes the spirit back into these dead bodies, and they come alive, stand up, and become a vast army. Robles said there is a modern application in that many people are spiritually dead. It's interesting because when we look at people walking around in the world, they have skin on their bones and tendons, but they are still dead because they don't have the Spirit of God living inside them, he said, adding that the spiritually dead are exiled from life, like the Israelites were exiled from their homeland because of their idolatry and other sins. It's terrible looking at people right now who are in exile, he said. They have had preachers pleading with them to repent, but to no avail. Dawnings. A Christian Ethic for Public Schools by Reverend Dr. Dawn Weeks, co-pastor of Connection Christian Church. It's that time again when we need to remember to slow down in school zones because school is starting. At our congregation and many others, we are again gearing up to support the essential community-wide endeavor of educating our children. We will be offering a blessing of the backpacks this weekend for all of our students and school staff. We've also issued prayer bracelets with the names of all of our congregation's teachers so we can support them as they serve our kids. And of course, we've rounded up dozens of backpacks filled with school supplies for kids in need. That is because one test of a Christian congregation's ethics is how we interact with our public schools. Let me unpack that. What do I mean when I say one test of our ethics as Christians is how we interact with our public schools? As Christians, it is our special job in the world as we follow Jesus to care for the at-risk among us and to seek out the common good for all of God's children. I hear folks say, "My kids are graduated, so thank God I'm done with our schools." Or, "I don't have any kids, so it's not my problem." Or even, "I opt out and send my kids to a private school." Families who can afford to do so have the privilege to choose a private school. But make no mistake, whether we personally have children in them or not, Ector County Schools are our schools. This year, ECISD will educate about 32,500 students, about one-fourth of the city of Odessa's population. Not only that, ECISD offers special services to thousands of students with unique needs, which no other school so completely provides. In addition, ECISD literally feeds our kids breakfast and lunch because, according to the Texas Tribune, 63% of our kids are at-risk kids in great need. If we want an equipped workforce, a positively influenced next generation, an informed citizenry, and a more crime-free, quality place to live, we are all needed to support ECISD. Is our school district perfect? By no means. But if you haven't researched it lately, it is doing leaps and bounds better than it was 5 years ago in nearly every category. Because that improvement affects the vast majority of our community kids, this should be a celebration for all of us. I hope if you are not already doing so, God will lead you to volunteer, to tune into our upcoming bond election, to write an encouraging note to a teacher, or to pray with me for our public schools. When the Apostle Paul said, "Do not seek your own personal interests alone, but also the interests of others," I think he could have been talking about supporting our public schools. Philippians 2:4. The Facts Matter by Van Yandel. Isaiah 45:12. "I made the earth and created man on it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their host." It is the first week of August. Sitting on the front porch, enjoying my coffee and mostly quiet time required for waking up, I can't help but notice the varying colors of the leaves in the woods across the road. We have noticed in just the last few days, the colors of the leaves are changing. Many do not notice the change until the vibrant colors of October are reached, and then the cameras come out. To witness the power of God in the changing of the seasons can be a spiritual experience few realize. One can observe the power of God in that He set the planet, the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe in motion. God made science. He determined the physics, the astronomy, and all other sciences, including the functions of our bodies, the number of legs required for insects, and the number of electrons orbiting an oxygen atom.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.